Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and I am so glad to be here with you this Tuesday evening. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm excited.
I'm so excited to be here on the show tonight. And, you know, as always, being that we're quickly approaching the election, the presidential election, I try to always have someone on that's running for office so that we can learn more about who's in our community and how the state and governments function. And tonight is no exception. I have with me Vice Mayor Margaret Bates, who is running for seat 3. On the city of Lauderhill. Commissioner Bates, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
I'm delighted to have you. You've been a champion in the community for a numerous amount of years. How many years have you served as commissioner?
I've been a commissioner in the city of Lauderhill since 1998. I'm currently running for my last term in office. I'm term limited out in 2020. I'd like to serve this last 4 years to continue some of the improvements that I have helped to implement in the city of Lauderhill.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. But what are some of the accomplishments that you've been able to do since 98?
I have created the Martin Luther King Task Force, which is sponsored by the city of Lauderhill, where we have educational program for elementary school kids, middle school kids, and adults. We've given out over the years over $20,000 in scholarship to graduating Lauderhill students that graduated from high school and to help them in their venture onto college. We have lately, what many people are aware of, a new performing arts center, which is located on 441 and Sunrise in front of the regional park, Broward County Regional Park. It's a 1,200-seat theater, and I was one of the persons that went with a group of citizens to the county commission asking them to help us to fund this performing arts center. And we ended up getting $5.5 million towards the center, and we combined the center with the Broward County Library. So on one side you have the Performing Arts Center. On the other side, you have the Broward County Public Library, which is 10,000 square feet. And that's just a few of them. What we're trying to do is make life for the folk in Lauderhill a little better, beautify the city, and we've done a lot with that. My push has been housing to make sure we have home ownership. I want everybody to own their own home. I've been promoting businesses through a chamber of commerce, trying to work with them. And right now we're trying to put together a program where we can help the small business person to do some improvement to their business, the brick and mortar part of the store, the facade, mm-hmm. Make it look better, make it more attractive to attract people. We're trying to create a downtown, a destination over there by the Performing Arts Center. So it's going to take a lot of work. I can't do it alone, but I would like to spearhead it. And with the help of the residents of the city of Lauderhill, they go to the polls of absentee ballots or whatever, and vote for Margaret Bates to make sure all of these things are implemented.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a fabulous job, and I thank you also for being a champion in the community as far as nonprofits are concerned. You know, my foundation, The Soul of a Woman, serves domestic violence and children in single-parent homes, and I thank you for supporting the foundation. So I say to people that, you know, when it's time to vote, we need to come out in force, come out in numbers. We need to know who's in our community, who's serving, and embrace them and tell everybody, you know, to vote. Not just sit on the side and say, you know, well, you know, I'm not voting because I don't know who they are. Get to know them. How can they know more about who Margaret Bates is?
Well, I have a Facebook page. I have a website. And my office, I have an open door policy in my office. People stop me in the street and ask me questions. People call me or whatever and just ask me questions. A lot of times, politicians figure they have to have all of the answers. Well, I'm just upfront with you. I don't have all of the answers, but I can find out. I can research or put you in touch with someone that may be able to help you resolve your situation. So that's just the way I am. I talk to everybody and anybody. I don't like complaints. My thing is, if you have a complaint, then give me the answer to solving it. Don't come to me with a problem if you don't have any means of solving it. We can work together to try to solve it, but don't just say, okay, I don't have this. Okay, so why don't you have it? What are you doing to try to get it? Have some sort of answer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And also, I'm familiar with you. I really actually came familiar with you with the Jamming in the Park that you do every year.
Oh, yeah. That's been going on now for years. And most of the activities that I sponsor, they're free to the community. And folk want to know, well, how can you do that? I try to work with sponsorship. I try to work with various businesses that will help, will donate money so that people can come out, bring their families, and just have a nice, relaxing evening in the park. Can't furnish the food, but I can furnish the entertainment. And that's what we've been able to do over the years. And most people
and
have
I think
enjoyed
that's
it.
Wonderful,
had people,
too.
Yeah, I've had Roberta Flack here. I've had Maxie Priest. We've had, I can't think of the other gentleman's name, but we've had some big names here. And now we have to cut down because a lot
Evelyn
of our
Champagne King.
There you go. Yeah. So
yeah.
Those things, I mean, all of it takes money. And I've managed so far to do it without having to charge admission. And the folk that have been working with me, they've been with me since the inception of the programs that I've started. And they continue to support me. But I need the folks to put me back in office.
I was raised in New York, and we used to have block parties. And the purpose of the block parties was for us to get together to know those in our community. And that's what Jamming in the Park is like. It's like a all-out block party. People come from near and far, and folks come from outside of the community in to see what Lauderhill is doing. And that way they're familiarized with the government, you know, such as yourself and policies that are set in the community. So I do applaud you on your efforts and the work that you've done, because certainly it has made us stronger as a community when we're out in the grocery store or coming to City Hall or to the police department. We're familiar with those individuals and they're familiar with us. And the other point I want to bring out is Black Lives Matter. How important is it for us to network in our community so that we won't be pulled over by law enforcement because we look suspicious?
That's true. Law enforcement, you know, we put a lot of things on law enforcement, but we have to take responsibility for ourselves also. I was taught as a child to respect law enforcement. Well, of course, they'll change. Everybody said, well, things have changed. True. But to me, basic common sense has not changed. If somebody is stopped, I'm not saying you're supposed to, if a police officer approaches you, you're a black person, they approach you and they are insulting, like they refer to a man, a black man, when they pull them over as, boy, don't you know you were doing so-and-so, and right then you have retaliation. I don't know the answer, but I think we have to try to, just because I like what Michelle Obama said, just because somebody goes low, you don't have to go low. You take the high road.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody pulls you over and they refer to you as boy, and you're probably older than the police officer themselves, don't follow him up, because it's not going to be, the results is not going to be what you want. And I'm not saying that's the answer to everything. I'm just saying think. Just
yeah.
Do a little thinking. You know, that's the basic thing. Just think before you respond to something.
Thank you so much. Those of you that are just tuning in, I'm talking to Vice Mayor Margaret Bates, who is running for Commissioner Seat 3 for the City of Lauderhill. Commissioner Bates, how can individuals support you or connect with you once again, and any closing remarks?
As I said, I'm on the ballot for re-election for seat number 3 on the Lauderhill City Commission. I've been there since 1998. I've done, not by myself, or as a team, we've worked together to try to improve and make lives for the folk in the residents of the city of Lauderhill to make it better. I asked for your vote. A lot of you know me, some of you don't. You can go to my website, www.mmargaretbates.com, or you can go to Reelect Margaret Bates on Facebook. We have spots where you can volunteer to work with the campaign, make contributions, and that type of thing. But I'm asking for your support. Early voting starts, I think it's on the 22nd. A lot of people are voting absentee ballots. I ask you that when you complete your ballot, please check off Margaret Bates for the city of Lauderhill. As I said, I've been on there since 1998, and I'd like to continue some of the programs that we have implemented in the city of Lauderhill. I didn't say I implemented them all, some of them, yes, but we did it as a team. I believe in collaboration. I believe in teamwork, and in team, there is no I. So it's always us and me, you know, we rather, not me. But again, I ask for your support.
Thank you so much. Indeed, we are stronger together. Thank you so much,
yes,
for tuning in. We look forward to hearing from you later on and seeing you on that seat once again.
All righty, and I thank you very much. And thank the folk again for their support.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Bell.
Well, Shirley. Okay, have a great evening.
All righty.
Well,
all righty.
You know, I want to say this too. I just want to say this to you. I commend you for staying and hanging in there and going, you know, pushing for that full term limit and
mm-hmm.
the programs that you've started. I'm in Michigan, and I'm listening
mm-hmm.
to how you work as a team and the things you have been able to implement and as teamwork help you to make sure the day was brought to fruition. And to
mm-hmm.
hear that you are still willing and out there on the front line fighting for your neighborhood, for your constituents, and representing them in a manner. And I love the fact that you say, if you got a problem, come to me and tell me how we going to solve this problem. Don't just
mm-hmm.
bring you your problem. I
right.
love the approach that you take with them. In other words, you want to include them in
right.
whatever they bring to you. Don't bring it and drop it off, but this is an inclusive, open policy here. Come to me
mm-hmm.
with a resolution, and we'll see if we can
That's
work
it.
That out.
And you don't have the solution by us just talking to each other, the solution. Every problem has
yeah.
a solution. It's nothing new. We just have to be able to communicate with each other.
Yes. Thank you very much for your work and service to the community.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program, and I wish all of you the best. And don't forget, folks, to get out and vote. A lot of people died so that you would have the opportunity to vote, so don't miss your chance to vote.
Absolutely. We've just been listening to Vice Mayor Margaret Bates, who is running for seat 3 for the city of Lauderhill. So make sure that you select number 3 if you're in the city of Lauderhill. And if you're not and you have family members that live here, make sure that you connect with her and be out at some of the events she's done. I'm sure if you live in Lauderhill or the surrounding areas, I'm certain that you've heard of Jamming in the Park. She is the one who spearheaded that and been able to open out this block party every year to the community. So we thank her and appreciate her for that. And now, Shirley, we're moving on to Youth Marching for Peace in Washington, D.C. I have Dr. Clarence Greenwich calling in. Dr. Clarence, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
I am doing awesome. What's going on there in Washington, D.C., or the virtual march that you have going on?
Well, I'm going to turn that over, really the first part of that one, over to Ms. Ketra Williams. Ketra, you there? Ketra? Well, I guess she's going to let me do it.
Ketra, if you're on, if you would press 1, I could get you in queue. Please press 1 so I can queue you in. Okay, so Dr. Clarence, let's go ahead and move forward so we can proceed with the program.
Yes. On Friday, the Million Youth Peace March is actually an organization of, I believe, 8 years now in running. What we are marching for peace for the youth. It's actually founded by Ms. Ketra Williams, and Ketra Williams is actually one of the leading ladies that was in Tyler Perry's T.D. Jakes, in the leading lady in The Color Purple and Tyler Perry's and T.D. Jakes, and she's worked with multiple other different plays. Her son is also the co-founder, Jayla Gibson, and the march will be held on 2 days. The first day is going to be on the 14th of this month, October 14th, and it's going to have an international conference. That international conference will be held at the Howard University Blackburn Center. And that's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning and go throughout the day, ending at about 3 o'clock. We'll have multiple people there. There will be step shows. There will be a choir showdown with a 100-voice choir, multiple singers, and also dancers, all the gospel dancers, of course. The Million Youth Peace March, our goal is to empower our youth to obtain a pass reservation from our Congress and President proclaiming July 14th as a National Day of Recognition called Youth Peace Day International. We have in competition at the march a couple of things. One, we have a cursive writing scholarship competition. As we know, cursive writing has been all but eliminated in our public schools. And we'll be giving $1,000, $250, and $500 scholarships in multiple age groups of age 6 to 12, 13 to 17, 18 to 25. And that will be announced on our netathon. That's going to be on the 15th. The 15th is the actual physical march. It's going to start at 11:30 in D.C. and end on the steps of the Lincoln. And matter of fact, it's such a nice thing in which to speak on the steps, because you're looking right down on the floor at an emblem of where Martin Luther King actually made his speech, and you're speaking right beside him. The theme for this year is Leaders Uniting Communities, and we want to have our community members reach out, and we want to give praise to all of our community leaders. On that day, on the actual event, there will be the keynote speakers of Pastor Wendell Coates, Earl T. Pastor Earl T. Howerton will also be speaking. We have Pastor Emma McDuffie, who's coming up from Florida. We have Pastor John David Wright, and multiple others. And not sliding the body, Pastor Eric Leung, Dr. Russell Smith, Minister Karen Davis, Dr. Nitra Carroll, to name a few of them. Multiple choirs will be there. And at the end of the march, as we say at the Lincoln, that's where everybody will be doing all their stepping and things. It's not a long walk, but it's a nice walk. Now, we want to thank you ever again for having us on the show, because Florida has gone through a little turmoil again, dealing with the natural disasters of storms. And a lot of our participants will not be able to make it because they left out last week, and now they're back again home. And to leave out again the next following weekend, it's a little rough for them. So we created the virtual march. If you, when you want to come but cannot come, you can go to our website where the virtual march is. Let's start out with our website at the beginning, and that is marchforpeace.org. And that's March 4, and 4 is the number 4, peace.org. And when you pull up that front page on top of it, you will see up in the upper corner, virtual marchers. When you click on virtual marchers, you get to see all the participants. One of the sponsors who will be marching with us, but virtually, is Dr. Valerie Parker. Oh, and hey.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Girl. We're so glad to have you. I'm telling you, in the spirit, we just love this woman. I'm telling you, she's one of the most powerful women I have ever known. She ranks right up there almost with my mama, okay? She's just like,
all right. Now, Dr. Scranich, this is Shirley Carter. I have a question for you for our audience now. It's, you know, you were saying that the virtual, so that's open to everyone can sign up and march with you. Anyone
Absolutely.
That has internet access. Okay.
Yes. And on your cell phone.
On your cell phone too. Okay. Yes. So there's an app for it and everything, and you can share all of that with us a little later. But the other question that I have, as far as the DC part, is there a, like, is there a set time and everything that everyone has to be there to begin the march and end the march? Or if someone is driving in to be a part of this, you know, do you have a central meeting location before you gather and start marching?
Yes. I can never remember the name where we start. I was looking at, because it's at, I'm going to tell you that in a minute, because it's, you know, D.C. is a wonderful place to be. And we'll start at, I would say, at 11:30, the march will begin. The lineup is there, and I'm sort of like looking at, I wish it was online with me, because I was so like, excuse me, got a little bit behind on that. But anyway, we do have hotels that are there, and she has just beeped in on me versus beeping in on you, and I'll continue on.
Okay, because maybe you can tie her in, and then y'all would be a three-way on the line where she can talk as well regarding the march, because I think this is very important. And also historical for our young people to be a part of something. You know, we always talk, we're talking about the elections and voting, but there are some youth that aren't able to vote but want to be a part of it, and this is one grand way of them participating. So I do applaud you and Kitcher for your efforts as it relates to that. And I'm very familiar with Kitcher. She's, you know, a champion and always doing things there, taking a stance for those things that she believes in.
Mm-hmm. She's going to beep in now on one at the same time.
Okay. So
now, what
Shirley.
Now,
yes.
I always want to call you Dr. Parker, darling. Okay, which is so sweet.
It's still the same.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while. It's going to take me a while.
Kitcha Williams, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, baby.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and how are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. I am just so excited about this youth march that you've put together. You've always orchestrated some magnificent events, and one of the things I love about you is that you always look for a way to include our youth. Can you expound on the purpose of your event and how you came to put this whole event together, please?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for allowing me to come on and share, sweetheart. You have been a great voice for this community and allowing us to share. And I just want to thank Dr. Senate as well for bringing me to this platform. My son came to me. His name is Jayra Gibson. He came to me about 4 years ago. He says, Mama, the youth are doing more than just walking around with their pants hanging down talking about what up. I said, okay, so why are you telling me? He said, well, we've had the Million Men March, the Million Women March. It's time for us to have a Million Youth March. I said, okay. All right, son. So I thought about it. I came back a few days later. I said, I think we need to add two other words. That's peace, to identify the spirit in which you're coming in, and international, to identify the fact that we realize that this thing called violence is not just within our own country, it's everywhere. So there was birthed the Million Youth Peace March International. And we decided to launch this as a national platform to allow youth to encourage their peers against violence because they speak each other's language. And we wanted a platform for them to encourage each other against violence and bullying. And so annually on the nation's capital, we host this Million Youth Peace March as a mentoring program to do just that. We have talent, we have speakers, both adults as well as youth, and we just love on each other. We're going to have a 100-voice choir that's going to sing part youth and part adults. We're going to love on each other and sing to each other. We're going to have dancing. It's just going to be a big family affair. If you stop at youth, you miss it. This is a family affair. And it's basically a mentoring program that we designed to encourage our babies to know that God can meet them at their point of need and violence is not an option.
Wonderful. This is Shirley. I am Dr. Parker Hagen's co-host. And the vision that your son had when he brought to you to start this march and reaching out to our youth, I commend you both for doing that. And you as a parent to take the time to listen and to get into action with him on this. Now, as a parent myself, and I have three sons, I still do rather, do you find that most of the marchers are male or female that participate in the march?
Well, as it relates to the youth, our youth peace march, there's been a pretty great equilibrium. We've had both men, young men and young women to come forth, and that's what we're excited about because this march is not a march as usual. We have a standard that we set that says this march is a proactive march. This march says that we're going to come together and unify ourselves before a national crisis happens, before another one of our loved ones get slain or killed or murdered. This is a proactive march. So that's why this march is so so important and so impassioned and so different, and it draws both young as well as old. But we found that both young women, young ladies, as well as young men are coming out the same.
Wonderful. And I was asking about earlier about location. Is there like a central location to meet?
Yes. We're going to all rally up at the Lafayette Park. It's a two-day event. The first day on the 24th, as Dr. Squinich mentioned, is going to be at the Howard University campus, where we're just going to love on our babies. We're going to have a little award ceremony, pass out some certificate of achievement. We're going to go. We were wanting to go bowling with them. We just found out that their bowling alley is down. But they have a beautiful game room there where we'll actually play pool with the youth. We'll play ping pong. We'll play some Uno, which is one of my favorite games. And just have some nice, good old-fashioned interactive, you know, going on. And then we're going to have a tour of the Howard University campus. And then after that, we're going to go home to our prospective places of rest. That evening, a lot of the committee is staying at hotels up there in Arlington, Virginia, at the Marriott Courtyard is what's hosting us, who's hosting us. And then that following morning, we'll get up early and go to the Lafayette Park. That's where we're going to be.
Hello?
Hello?
I think we had a technical difficulty with our phone.
Yeah, Lafayette Park is the place I was trying to think of. Yes, so Lafayette Park starting at 11:30, and then we'll march with escorts of the Capitol Police and everybody else, all the official marching people will escort us all the way up to the Lincoln. And once we're there, we'll have more events. That's where we'll be having major choirs and also the other step shows. And all the events of excitement for the afternoon. There will be keynote speakers and refreshments and all kinds of fun. And it's a serious
thing. It sounds like it's a full weekend of activities that they can not only interact with each other, but all for one purpose. And that purpose is about the whole march, about bringing about peace and understanding, showing a different side of our youth. And to be on Howard University campus alone is really, something that some of those children that are going to be participating would never forget.
Absolutely. And we're going to have that theme for our march at the conference, Doctor, is Raising Pioneers. We know that entrepreneurship
Raising Pioneers?
Yes, indeed. We know that entrepreneurship is a wonderful thing, but a pioneer is one who begins a first-time thing. And so we want to raise those who are creative and innovative to do first-time things, like this Million Youth Peace March that we're doing. And so we're raising our children to be pioneers, encouraging them to be entrepreneurs and leaders and pioneers, stronger leaders. And then our theme for our march is, as Dr. Twinich mentioned, is leaders uniting communities. So we're asking the leaders to come out and let's unite together as a community. And like the ideal of what Vice Mayor, I'm sorry. What was
Vice
her name?
Mayor Margaret. Margaret.
The community work that she's doing with community together. And
we're having issues with your phone, Kitra. Kitra, your phone is going in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
still.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. We love what she's doing because we have this program called Community. And that's we put on a special event. And we invite the political figures to come out and meet. Like you said, you know, tell them more about how the system works, the vote, and also the police officers. Like you said, there was a time back in, I can't remember, where the police officers knew us on a first-name basis. And there was a relationship that was built. And we need to go back to those days of old where we're building relationships with our children.
Yeah, that's true. And, and I'd like to encourage the listening audience that, you know, when there are community events, in your community, participate. That's one way you'll get a chance to know who your neighbors are. You'll get a chance to know who the government officials are, the police officers, your grocer, the bankers. This is how we come out of our shells and network together. And that's how we can be stronger together as a people. And it's not white or black. It's people coming together for a common cause. And the sooner we get on board with that and lay aside our racist differences and our opinions about prejudice, because a lot of times when we discriminate, it's because we had an encounter with someone that rubbed us the wrong way, and then we take everybody and put them in that same pot. And that's not the way we should operate, especially when we're of a certain age. But unfortunately, the older we get, the meaner and stiff-necked we are, where we don't want to, network. And this is the only way. When you're trying to build a business, the only way to build a business is to network. And it's the same way in our communities. We've got to pull together.
That's it.
So, Kitra, hopefully, you can be able to give us some more information about this. Is there a cost for the virtual march? What is the final outcome?
Dr. Squinner, would you like to expound on that for us?
The actual march is absolutely free. When you get there to the march site and march with us, it's completely free. If you want to donate by being a virtual marcher, then that's $50 per step to help us along our way. Just like all the people from all the wonderful people who've been listening tonight, you would go on to our website, which is one March
4th. I hear some movement. Is that you, Dr. Stradich? If you're moving, I need you to stop because I can't hear you.
Nope, that's not me. Anyway,
I hear.
Okay. So the website again is March4Peace. That's March, the number 4, peace.org. And you'll go onto that front page, and at the top you'll see virtual marchers. Click on virtual marchers, and you will see the Soul of a Woman Park site, and that's going to be Dr. Parker's site. So click on that one and walk as many steps as you can. Each step is $50, so we want everybody to go ahead and commit to at least 5 steps to make it to the future. It's a wonderful cause, as Katrina Gill went into it way smoother than me. I'm the techie guy in this move. I'm not the speaker. So
suppose someone wants to march but wants to take a step but don't have $50 to take a step.
Well, they could just put another number in. And that's the site of that one would be for the virtual march single and multiple step donations. And they can have another spot. They can have a $25 step and a $50 step.
Okay. So any other
and
thing
those
that
monies,
you want to add?
Yes,
go ahead,
yes, Dr. Parker. A portion of those proceeds, the sponsorship proceeds, would go back to the individual that's marching as a scholarship, as part scholarship. And I believe that's 40% of that seed that's sown. The other 60% goes to the organization for the following year.
Right, and yes, the scholarships are going to be for virtual cursive scholarship, also the general scholarship competitors. On the website, you'll see praise dancers, you'll see some mini queens, 5 and 6 year olds, and you see very young children who are learning to write and just want to be scholars, because education is our number one thing. People, education and the family are the top two things that we are missing in our lives here in America. So we want to get better and better and better.
Absolutely. Okay. This is a awesome project that you put together, and I'm so delighted that you took the time to be on Hot Topics from the Soul. Now, who's been following the elections here with the presidential election?
Oh, boy.
Any comments regarding that?
Oh, let's just pray.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we need to pray, but we need to go out and vote, because you know I have a lot of Christians that
vote.
Saying that's all they're going to do is pray, because they're
absolutely.
Not a part of this world, and they're not
yeah.
going to go vote because they're
yeah.
not, you know. But yet you're living in this world, and the policies and procedures that will be put in place, you're going to be
yeah.
a part of them because you are here in this world. So regardless of your stance of religion, we absolutely must go vote.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And not voting is still voting, because of the fact that you are allowing someone that doesn't need to be in position to be in position, because
mm-hmm.
you did not go there and fill out the paperwork. And I keep telling my listeners every week, educate yourself on the individuals. Look at their policies, the procedures,
mm-hmm.
the things they want to implement. How is America going to be strong again? You know, we need to know what they intend to do. How are our taxes going to be affected? Our home life going to be affected? How are we as individuals? You know, we keep hearing about middle class and the wealthy, but what about the lower class in the community? What happens
exactly.
to them? Those individuals that are trying to get ahead up, but they're getting handouts because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're in a hard place. What happens? What happens to them? Nobody's saying anything about those individuals in our community. How are you going to clean up our communities? How are you going to clean up our inner cities? Where are we as a people going? So these are
yeah.
questions that I throw out that I want our listening audience to take into consideration when you go and vote. I don't care who you vote for, but vote. Educate yourself and vote.
And we're going to also have voters registration at the march as well, too, Dr. Parker. I neglected to mention that.
We will also
awesome.
Have, this is Dr. Scranish. I have two young children at home. One is 87 and one is 88. They're called my parents. One of the most important
mm-hmm.
things that they've done all their lives is voting. But something we must all remember is the absentee ballot. And the steps of getting that,
oh, yes.
in Virginia at least, is that you may go to the your area commission site, pick up the forms, take them home, let them fill it out, take it back to the commission site. They will mail the ballot to them. And you must let them mark their ballot and mail the ballot back. You cannot physically take that ballot back to them. It has to be mailed in. So if you want to multiply yourself and the strength of votes that you have, get as many of the absentee ballots and people who cannot get away from their homes, people who are alert and oriented and but yet bedridden or house-ridden, who can't go out and stand in those lines. And now you can be one person, now you can be 500. On the previous election, we get over 500 different votes. And it's just a wonderful thing. Kitri, you're making noise. And it's just wonderful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kitri, so I have to mute it out right now. So, yeah, that is absolutely amazing, Dr. Scranish. And, you know, Shirley, I know you normally do a job or work there in Michigan as it relates to elections.
Yes, I do, but unfortunately this time I won't be able to work to polls, but my son has been filling in my absentee as far as when I'm not there. But one of the things that I will say that, because today was the last day for Michigan to register to vote, and I would say this. Some people, I'm hearing the same thing about, well, I'm not voting for neither one. And I'm telling them that your silence is a vote. And that's what most people don't understand, that your silence or not voting is really a vote. And once that party gets in there, or a party gets in there, and you find that you don't have a voice because you did not vote, because the party can win with only one vote above the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, and if they say that I don't know either one, I'm telling them to go to the party's website and read about them. And not only that, but when you vote, you're not just voting for yourself. If you have any children, you're voting for them, grandchildren. So your vote speaks volumes for several people in your household, in your family. So you have to make that conscious decision that if this person gets into office, can I live with the policies and the procedure? Am I going to be able to move forward in my life, or am I going to remain stagnant, or am I going to fall backwards 20, 30, 40 years? Some of them more years than I'm of age. So people have to look at the entire picture when they're voting and make sure they do get out and vote. Whether your party wins or not, at least you can say you voted, because people gave their lives for everyone to be able to vote. So it's important that we all get out and vote.
Thank you so much for that word. Kitra, you have any other information that you'd like to leave with us?
I just wanted to say, everyone, please come out. And I'd like to say a million fathers, bring a million sons, a million mothers, bring a million daughters, and meet me out on Washington for the Million Youth Peace March, and even the conference on that Friday this coming weekend. We're going to have an awesome time of bonding. Last year, we cried, we laughed with the youth. We just bond in a very special way, and we just want to let our babies know that we're there for them, that their cries and concerns are being heard, and that we're concerned about what they're concerned about, and that we can work together as adults and come together on their behalf and make things better for them. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of families come out.
Well, you know, this can be a grand thing. This is just the beginning, but the more you do it each year that you do it, so those of you that are tuning in, this is a national, so this is a global effort. So if you,
yeah.
Those, I know I have a lot of people that have called in and listening by phone, but if you go to the Blog Talk Radio website, that's blogtalkradio.com/soultopics, you will see the website where you can click on that and you can register your organization or yourself to take a step in. It doesn't have to be $50, whatever you want to do to contribute to make this effort continue on, you know, because everything started with a vision, with a dream, and we're stronger together. The more we unite, and you know, we've got to believe in something as opposed to believing in nothing. And, you
yeah.
know, it's a dream. It's continuing on this with Dr. King. You know, we've
yeah.
got to stand together, people. And I can't stress enough the fact that you have to, just like you go online, you hear a song or you want to see a video, you'll get that phone and you'll ask Google different questions. Well, ask Google about those people that are running in your community, rather be for commissioner, mayor, governor, senator. Find out judges. Find out who they are and what they're doing, because it affects you directly. People think that the presidential election, once you put the president in office, that all they have to do is say what they're going to do and, you know, with a stroke of a pen is done. If Mr. Trump get in office, he say he's going to do this and that and all the things. He can't do it without the House of Representatives backing him up. He can't just go ahead and just do whatever he wants. So if Hillary Clinton get in office, she can't do whatever she wants. I hear people saying that they're not going to vote because President Obama didn't do what he said he was going to do. Well, he couldn't just do everything he wanted to do because he had to deal with the House.
That's right.
So you have to educate yourself on who's in your community because, you know, the commissioners, the governors, the mayors, all of them, they have an income. They have resources that they use to distribute throughout the community. And guess what? If those resources aren't used that were allocated to them, then next time their resources will be cut down because they didn't make use of what they had. So the DC will say, well, you didn't use all that we gave you, so you don't need that much. So when there is a need, you're not going to be able to fill it because you don't have the resources. So it's very, very important that we know who is governing our local community. Yes, I need some volume, please.
Yes, can I leave a number very quickly?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, for more information on the Milton Youth Peace March and the March for Peace, they can call 202-455-8871. That's 202-455-8871. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Any closing remarks, Dr. Clarence Greenwich?
Well, and once again, the website is marchforpeace.org. That's MARCH, the number 4, PEACE, .org. It's been a pleasure having us on tonight. It's been a pleasure always to be in your presence, both Shirley and you. Well, thank you once again, and God bless you. See you at the
Thank
march.
You so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, by the way,
Shirley, it's almost time to wrap up another show. It goes so quickly. But Dr. Clarence, you had one more thing you wanted to add?
Yeah, one quick thing. In case you want to write us or talk to us or add anything on, just click on the Contact Us part on the website.
Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome.
Well, Shirley, as I said, we're about to wrap up another show. You have any other remarks as it relates to the March for Youth Marching for Peace and also on the election?
Yes, I do. I have a couple things. With the March for Peace, is there a Facebook page or a flyer or something that I would like to promote it on my page? To other people so they could get involved in this. And the as far
Clarence?
As the election.
Am I there? Nope.
Is there a flyer?
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually on the front part of the page. So, yes, there is.
No, is there one on Facebook? She asked about Facebook.
There is one, and I think it's on our Million Youth Peace March website.
Okay.
And, I mean, Facebook
okay,
site.
Okay, but we need to, okay, you need to create one for Facebook. That way we can listen to an audience and us. We can share it on our page for more visibility. So you
okay.
have that information. You can create that page, and then you can share it on our website.
Okay. Shall do. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Shirley?
And then the other thing I wanted to make a comment about the election, I'm not sure if anyone has been listening to the debates and all the things that are going on in the news about this upcoming election. If you have not, everyone has Google it so you can get current and get more information about what's going on. Right now it can be overwhelming, but take your time, read it, research it, do your fact check, and get out and vote.
Awesome. Well, I always enjoy my listening audience supporting us and always standing there lifting up our arms. We're here because you're here. And my favorite quote is always Marion Williamson says, our deepest fear is not that we're adequate, but our deepest fear is that we're more powerful beyond measure. So we can only stay powerful until we exercise our right. And one of our rights is voting. Yes, we can march after someone is murdered senselessly. Yes, we can tear down our neighborhoods, but what will that prove? This is one way we can be heard. That's voting. Exercise your right. Just like you can go on your phone to the look at reality shows and hip-hop music and R&B and look at videos and stuff like that, you can go and educate yourself on the individuals that are representing us in our communities. So I encourage you, if you're not a registered voter, register if you still have time in your community. Different states have different time limits. So if the time has not expired, everybody in your house, check with them. Find out if they're a registered voter. If they're not, encourage them to do so. You can do it online if you don't want to physically go to the election office and do so. But by all means, do something as opposed to doing nothing, pointing the finger, saying what's not being done. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Hot Topics from the Soul. Thank you, Dr. Margaret Bates. She's a commissioner of the city of Lauderhill. Dr. Clarence Scanner and Kitcher Williams, who formulated the Youth Marching for Peace in Washington, D.C. Please visit that website, March4peace.org, and you can be a virtual sponsor as also a virtual marcher. Thank you so much. Good night, Shirley, and God bless.
Good night. God bless everyone. Thank you.
Good night.